BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Wednesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Hello, that was quick.
I was literally just going to have a look outside, see if I could see you, then I heard the doorbell. Maybe jump.
Sorry.
It's all right. Hello.
Hello, Brad. So, you ready for our day out?
I am extremely ready. Sun cream on and everything.
Ah, very good.
And my mum's let me borrow this roll-up blanket thing she got from the pub.
Oh, fancy. What did you get for the picnic? I've got hummus, carrot sticks, falafel... Oh, and these amazing vegan sausage rolls. I went to the bakery in Borchester yesterday especially.
Brilliant. I've got some samosas and flapjacks and some vegan pain au chocolat.
Oh, where did you get those?
I went to the tea room early this morning. And there they were, fresh out the oven. Oh. It reminded me of...
Your first day of college.
When you gave me one for the bus.
With a flask of coffee.
I've got one of those too.
Oh, Brad. Have I ever told you how great you are?
You're pretty great too. Shall we go then?
I know, I said I didn't want any fuss, but I'm having a really lovely day.
It's low-key fuss.
I wouldn't call it low-key, Adam. There's presents, breakfast in bed, a homemade card from Xander, followed by a lovely walk by the river and now lunch.
Mm. How was Alice?
Yeah, she was okay. Oh, she gave me a posh candle.
Oh, that was nice of her.
Mm. So how was your morning?
It's nothing exciting. I've been helping in the dairy. Clary booked the morning off to go to Poppy's assembly.
Really? I didn't know we got to go to assemblies. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, so, I thought I was covering Clary, only it turns out I'm actually covering Susan as well. She's there, but she's all over the place.
Really?
I think it's really shaken her, her brother having shown his face.
I thought Clive had gone.
Well, he has, but he's clearly left his mark. Susan's a wreck. We came close to ruining a whole batch of ice cream this morning.
Mm, poor Susan.
I know. And it's not that I'm not sympathetic. I know what it's like, family stress. But to be honest, she'd be better off at home. Anyway, Clara's back now, so I'm in the polytunnels after lunch, which is a relief. What are you going to do this afternoon?
Thought I might go for a swim.
Oh, very nice. Well, dinner's taken care of. I can probably get away to pick Xander up, so don't rush.
No, it's fine. I'm looking forward to seeing him. I thought I might see if he wants to go to the park if the weather stays nice. Plus, I want to try and put some faces to the names from the group chat.
Right. How many have joined now?
42 at last check.
That's more than there are kids.
Yeah. Well, in a lot of cases, both parents are joining.
Yeah, but not me. I don't need to, do I? I mean, you seem to have it more than covered.
Oh, no, you don't, sunshine. I'm not carrying the school mental load of my own.
I'll do my bit. I just don't want to be in the chat. I'm busy enough without my phone pinging at me all day long.
I'll add you.
Don't.
It's my birthday. I'm adding you.
Such an amazing view up here.
Doesn't it feel like you're on top of the world?
Yeah.
So, what does a climate change specialist do? I mean, I know what they do, but what do they actually do?
Lots of things. I'm not sure exactly. Research, conservation, working with politicians to try and change policy, stuff like that.
Cool.
Well, I might not do that. I could be an ecologist, or an environmental emergency planner, or a wildlife conservationist. I don't know yet.
Me neither. All I know is I want to do maths. It makes me feel a bit mad when I try to think too far into the future.
I know what you mean. Like, what will the world even be like in 3 years? Where will we be?
Well, I know where I'll be. Here.
You might not be.
I probably will be, though. I don't know, I just can't imagine moving that far away. I know that sounds boring.
No, it doesn't. It sounds... Brad.
You might love Newcastle so much that you end up staying there.
No, maybe we'll both end up there. Maybe when you come visit, you'll love it so much that you want to move there too.
Maybe. You know, it costs £150 on the train.
Not with a rail card.
I haven't got a rail card.
You could get one. Or you could get the coach, that's cheaper.
I'll have to work at the weekends.
Well, yeah, I know, but...
So I won't be able to visit that often?
No. Well, that's okay. I can come back some weekends and we can video call each other every day. Can't we?
I don't know.
Brad, what don't you know?
I don't know if it's going to work.
A mud kitchen. Very swish.
Yeah, you know, when I was a kid, I just played with dirt. I mean, literally, and now, here's my son with £100 outdoor kitchen to facilitate his messy play.
I mean, it does look cool, though.
Yeah, they had one at his nursery, and he was never out of it, so we just got one for his birthday. When I was a kid, I really wanted that play kitchen. Do you remember the one in Advert with the girl with the baked beans?
Nope, sorry.
Oh, yeah. I'm forgetting I'm a lot older than you, Lottie. Well, then, one day, I went to this house for a birthday party, and there was this massive family, and they had a lot more money than we did. And there it was, the kitchen. I was so excited. I mean, raging with jealousy, but at least I'd get to play with it. But you know what?
What?
You couldn't cook beans on it.
You're joking.
No, you couldn't cook anything on it. It was just pretend.
Oh, it's devastating.
It was. I mean, but look where I work now. Oh, look, they play so well together. Xander loves playing with the older kids.
And Maddie is very happy to be looked up to. Look at her, explaining to him how his mud kitchen works. He's got the patience of a saint.
Yeah, not always.
Where's my boy? I want to hear all about your day.
Oh, hi, Lottie.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, love. We went to the park after school and bumped into Lottie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then Xander begged to bring Maddie back for tea, so... You know, Lottie and I were forced to sit in the sun with a shandy.
Oh, no, what a drag.
I mean, that's okay, isn't it, if Lottie and Maddie eat with us?
Oh, no, it's fine. I'm doing carbonara. There'll be plenty. And I hope you like caterpillar cake.
Oh, well, ruin the surprise, why don't you?
We always have caterpillar cake for birthdays.
Doesn't everyone?
Right. Can I get either of you anything?
Another shandy?
Ah, absolutely. Why not?
It is my birthday, after all.
Two shandies coming up.
If you want to end it, at least tell me straight.
Well, I don't.
Do you want to be single so you can meet someone at uni?
Of course not.
So, why don't you think it'll work?
I've been thinking about it. In fact, these last few weeks, it's all I can think about. I'm going to be here, in Ambridge, living at home, working at Grey Gables and going to uni. And I'm happy with that. I'm looking forward to it.
I know.
But you're going to be miles away in a brand new city with brand new people. You're getting a whole new life.
I'll still be me.
Yeah, I know that.
Just because I'm going away doesn't mean that we can't still be together.
But I think maybe it does.
You're being ridiculous, Brad. Loads of people go to uni and stay with their boyfriend or girlfriend from back home.
But I don't want you to have me pulling you back. Making you feel like you're only ever half there.
You won't!
Having to ring me every night when you'd rather be having a laugh with your mates. Having to miss stuff at weekends because you're coming back to visit me. Or having me visit you and having to explain all your in-jokes to me.
It wouldn't be like that!
I worry that it might be, though. It might be really exhausting trying to be at uni and be with me at the same time. Might be too much. And the thing is, I really don't want to risk it. Us. Kind of just fizzling out.
Brad.
Yeah, I love you, Mia, and I know you love me, and I don't think I can stand to watch all of that just fade away to nothing. Or for us to try to carry on out of nostalgia until one of us builds up the courage to make the call and say it's not working. But I'm telling you, Mia, I've thought out all the eventualities.
But what about the eventuality where it's just fine?
Look, even if it's fine, it won't be like this, will it? It'll never be like this again.
No, I suppose not. But it might be okay.
But what if it is okay? Like, we decide to stay together and we manage it, it doesn't fizzle out, what then?
I don't get it. That would be good, wouldn't it?
Well, then we'd be the people who stayed with the first person they went out with. Which might be brilliant, but it might not be. We might wonder what we'd have done if we weren't together. I know. I've completely overthought, and I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. Overthinking's what you do. I love it. I love everything about you, Brad.
I love you too. And maybe in the future we will end up together, and that would be the most magic thing. But for now, yeah, I really think this is for the best.
Okay.
Okay?
I can't believe it, but... yeah. Okay.
Okay. Do you want to head down?
No, not yet. Let's just stay here a little while.
Okay.
Mr. Ash? Which one's he?
Year four. And there were rumours for ages about him and Miss Denham, Maddie's teacher. And then we came back this week and they're married.
Wow. Is that allowed?
Well, can teachers get married?
Well, yeah.
Why not? It's only like other people meeting at work, I suppose. And at least they weren't married to other people.
Oh, can you imagine? No, that would be gossip.
I know. Well, I volunteered to be a reading helper this year, so if I hear any scandal, I'll keep you in the loop.
If you would. Oh, do they need reading helpers in all the years, then?
You really are keen, aren't you, Ian?
Oh, yeah, I just want to do my bit.
Yeah, we should probably let Xander settle in a bit first,
You know what you should do?
What?
Join the PTA.
Oh, don't encourage him, Lottie.
I'm serious. You'd be perfect. They're always looking for members, and they could do with some more men.
Really?
Totally.
So how do I join?
Hang on.
Well, look, I'm just wondering what the process is. That's all.
Just go to their next meeting and get involved. In fact, why don't you volunteer to be a class rep?
What's that?
You'd be the point of contact for reception and pass on info about events, that sort of thing.
I could do that.
You could totally do that.
Yeah, you could. But how much time would it mean?
I don't know. It depends how much you can give, I suppose.
Exactly. It's not as if you've got loads of spare time, is it?
No, but this is important.
What, running the tombola at the school summer fair?
Well, yeah, being part of the community. Part of Xander's education, even when you think about it, what could be more important than that?
You've almost convinced me to join.
I'll clear up, shall I?